With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Operation Epic Fury continues, and War Secretary Pete Hegseth said that today will be the most intense day yet of U.S. strikes inside Iran. Speaking to reporters in Miami, President Trump says American forces have been very successful.
We could call it a tremendous success right now as we leave here, I could call it, or we could go further, and we're going to go further. But the big risk on that war has been over for 3 days. We wiped them out in the first 2 days.
And the BBC's David Willis says some relief from high gasoline prices may be on the way.
Having soared to nearly $120 a barrel, the price of oil fell in response to a G7 pledge to release supplies from the strategic reserve, and further on President Trump's declaration that the war with Iran was pretty much complete. That comment also helped rally U.S. share prices. Mr. Trump said U.S. Navy vessels would now be on hand to accompany tankers using the Strait of Hormuz, but downplayed the likely economic impact on U.S. consumers, saying other countries had more to lose.
The BBC's David Willis. Investigators trying to learn more about two Pennsylvania men accused of bringing homemade bombs to a protest outside the home of New York City's mayor. Authorities say Amir Balad and Ibrahim Kayyemi told authorities after their arrest that they were inspired by the Islamic State group. The FBI said that searches in the investigation included a Pennsylvania storage unit. The FAA briefly grounding all JetBlue flights due to a request from the airline. The agency had posted a notice on its website. It was lifted about 40 minutes after it was imposed. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban is on hold. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Marion County Superior Court Judge Christina Kleinman has issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious belief system. This is an argument that is being promoted nationwide by the Satanic Temple, which is seeking to protect abortion by cloaking it in the First Amendment. Indiana Right to Life says religious freedom law, quote, was never intended to equate taking the life of an unborn child with religious expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights groups, marking 1 year since the March 2025 massacre that devastated Christian and Alawite communities in Syria. Over a period of days, coordinated attacks by these armed groups targeted civilians in towns and villages stretching from the outskirts of Latakia to rural coastal communities. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The Iran war continues to roil the financial markets as investors try to discern the best path forward. Yesterday, Wall Street's benchmarks swung from big losses to finish the day with gains, while oil prices neared $120 per barrel before falling back to about $90. The average price for a gallon of gas continues to climb, rising to $3.54, according to AAA. The average was just under $3 in the days before the war and $3.11 last week. China reports exports rose nearly 22% in the first 2 months of the year, while trade with the U.S. contracted. Surging exports of computer chips and autos helped to drive the increase. The export figures released by China's customs agency are much better than economists had been expecting, and they far exceeded the 6.6% growth recorded in December.
More details at srnnews.com.